Evening, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Today is Wednesday, February 19th, 2014. A couple of announcements before Ron comes on. This Sunday will be the last of the 8-hour calls of the month of February. That'll be Sunday, February 23rd. So you're welcome to join us on that 8-hour healing intensive. It's a wonderful opportunity to get some physical healings from Creation Lightship. You have two opportunities upcoming to experience the light infusion chamber, which gives you healing energy from Creation Lightship, and also to meet Ron in person. Next month, in March, Ron will be in New York City at the New Life Expo. That's March 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, I'm sorry, and of course it's 2014. And then in April, he'll be at the New Living Expo, April 25th through 27th, 2014. And that is in a town called San Mateo, which is about 10 miles outside of San Francisco. So if you're in Northern California or New York, that area, and you can get out to see Ron, I think it'll be really worth your time. In fact, I have a lovely testimonial from your last expo, and I'm going to read that in a few minutes. So Ron will be on in a moment, but in the meantime, everyone can open up their picture of the Creation Lightship being, which can be found on Ron's website. That's creationlightship.com. Scroll down a little bit, and you'll see the beautiful light being there. Click on it and make it as large as you can on your computer screen, and when Ron comes on, he'll activate that with peace energy for us. So now I'll welcome Ron onto the show. Hello, Ron.
Hi. How are you guys doing out there? So let's start the clearing here, but let's first do anything that could be bothering you, situations, et cetera. So think of a situation that you may have encountered, and we will help you out with that. So here we go. Get it released from you so you feel better. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So let's now work with the energies here of the light being. So let's bring in the non-gender ones tonight. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And just see how you're doing with that. And we'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Thank you so much. And I do want to just go into our emails here because I have a very nice testimonial I thought would be a nice way to begin our show this evening. This is someone that was in L.A. at the Conscious Life Expo. And just waiting for 1 second for that to open up. There we go. Hello. Since the expo in L.A., where I went into the light infusion chamber numerous times and attended all of Ron's lectures and workshops there, I have experienced an entire life shift. The best way of describing it is an awakening. An awakening to creative flow of living in the now, an awakening of living from my spirit, a reclaiming of my free will and free choice. My whole life is moving and improving in wonderful and awe-inspiring ways. I am tremendously grateful.
That's great. Thank you.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
And true, it is extremely powerful to have the chance to go into that light infusion chamber, and I think it's just the intensity of being able to experience all those healings that you do, Ron. You did so many clearings there, and for people individually and also at your lectures, and I think it makes a huge difference in people's lives. So again, if anyone can possibly get to meet with Ron in person and go in the light infusion chamber, I recommend it very highly. So we did want to get to some healings tonight, and we have a couple of questions. Ron, did you want to talk about anything before I get to emails, or shall I just go ahead?
Yeah, everything is going pretty well. I'm sleeping a little better, but working still with Antarctica, Alaska area, whatever is up there in the water and the ice. Still kind of ongoing, and I'd say the energy is probably over 90% eliminated. So that's where we are with that energy. So you may start to see weather patterns changing. That's where we're working now.
I think many people are going to be grateful for that, Ron. I don't think this has been
kind of normal.
Yeah, this has not been an easy winter for people.
No, not at all.
And you reminded me of a question actually someone had that you have stated that the Galactic Federation was supposed to be protecting Jesus when he was on Earth. And this listener is curious, who protects you when you're out doing all this?
That's a good question. Who protects me? I do have some of the energy from the light ship helping. And I guess the word some, I would say a little bit of that, very little. So I'm kind of here on my own to help people. But aside from that, I don't worry about it that much. I've only been taken out, I think, 9 times now in the last probably 9 months. So I'm actually,
is that all?
But it's no big deal, you know, to me anymore. Body gets changed pretty much instantly. I'm just slightly different. It takes me about a day or two to kind of get back to think, because I have to kind of learn how to relive here. If you've seen me before, I'm slightly different, but still look the same. I don't know. I think I'm, getting more of the physical personalities here. Maybe becoming maybe a little more upset or angry with what's happening. I still pull back into lightship energy, my own source energy that I have with me, with my spirit. So that's kind of what I am. But, yeah, I know I do. I am a little different. I'm maybe a little more sarcastic, and I don't take much of anything from anybody any longer. So, here for too long. There's too much going on, too much heartache, too much pain, all caused by aliens. It feels like I am getting some help, a lot of help, I should say, to me, what it feels like from the Chinese and the Russians right now. So that's what I'm sensing walking alongside of me. So, and I think that the alien races that maybe they are in the Beyondo, remember, everybody here is from some kind of alien a race or group because we look a little different. I think these races now are coming on board and adding some support maybe to what's happening here. Like I have mentioned a long time ago, the only way we're going to have some support to help out the planet is to either have some of the alien races flip over, which very few have, to come into the light, or if not, just help out because they're tired of being controlled themselves. Remember, as above, so below. So I think some of these races now, even though they may not be of light, and I'm not saying that the Russians and Chinese are not of light. I'm just saying that other races out there are starting now to understand that, their well-being, too, is affected by what's happening here, and they can see maybe a light at the end of the tunnel. So I think a lot of those are coming on board now, kind of help out. I can't say that, or put my finger on anything, but I think they are attempting to change the tides here because of all the clones coming in here and stuff. So we have maybe one or many agendas happening at one time, and well, if you look at the situation realistically, chemtrails and stuff happening here, and the alien oxygen and the nanotechnologies, et cetera, going on, that's here to basically destroy humans at some point. Now, I won't say it's going to happen tomorrow, but how is the human race going to be in 20 years, okay? So the clones will be here. Well, maybe some of those aliens out there kind of like their body model that they brought down here, and they go, gee, these other alien races here are trying to exterminate, you know, what we brought it down here. So we have to look at that. So that's kind of what I'm saying now is we'll probably get some maybe assistance even from dark alien races that are not of light. That could be a possibility too. Like I mentioned before, on the expo that we went to last, I did mention to people, and you might know this too, that I do actually, when I'm approached by aliens that are not of light, I do help, you know, fix them and repair them if they have a problem or situation, whatever it would be. Oh, you know, the medical ship that I have is completely there to even help non-light beings. And, you know, if they ask for help, you know, we always help them some way. It could take longer because they're not of light codes, but basically we will give them assistance. So I know of, you know, maybe at least a half a dozen times going back for many years that I have helped out some dark races. Maybe they're in the light now. I don't know. But at the time, they didn't choose to come into the light. But we have helped them. And that can mean quite a bit to some of the races that are out there, knowing that the light is not necessarily going to zap them all the time if they get into the light, you know, for this type of situation. If they go to the light ship, they're gone. As they approach me for medical assistance, I can help them. Well, I guess we could continue on with the show here. Any other things we can talk about, Ann?
Well, I think that's just such wonderful news, Ron. I don't think you even ever expected to have any kind of help from any ETs. And that's huge that you're getting, you know, the sense that they might.
It is. So that's kind of where we are, is that, you know, even if they're, you know, awful, and I've done really awful things here, if they're willing to come aboard and help us out some way, you know, that would be very welcome. And that's why I put the clearing on the website for the own into light and the aliens into light, where they have a chance to come into the light if they choose to, and it can help them. And, you know, the thing that some people get really upset about, the few that I've talked with off and on, they go, you know, my life has been hell by the aliens. I get attacked all the time and stuff, which is true, and how can they not have retribution? You know, the light can't, you know, come after them. Well, it's just the way the light is. The light's the non-judgment. That could be, you know, by being in the now, that's probably one of the main, you know, downfalls, if you want to look at it, when you're dealing with darkness, because it doesn't know what's happening next. It doesn't remember any of the history. It just goes through and works moment by moment. So I can see where people could be upset because they're still going under stuff and under attack, et cetera, and they're not getting any type of maybe assistance because the light just can't go into some of those dark arenas and find these things, even though it could be very visible you know, to people that are here. Well, it gets to be a little bit of a question mark for me, what's happening. But, you know, the dark side beings, when I come into the light, they can. The ones that I deal with here on the planet are definitely living here and doing all this bad stuff. So they should not be here type of things. And there's many, maybe hundreds, if not thousands, of alien races living underground here that have been here long before humans. They may see us as aliens. But they were underground. Maybe they got driven underground by other alien races that didn't like them. That's what I kind of think has happened. And but they're down there and they're living their life unto, and they're not interfering with us on the surface here, interfering, you know, with our body energetics or anything. And that's perfectly fine. It's just much like us, you know. Interfere with trees or anything, unless you know, trim one or chop one down. But you're basically not interfering with another life form like trees here. They're coexisting with you. These beings are not on the surface. They're underground. maybe even afraid to come out because of the other aliens that are trying to destroy the planet here, at least the human creation. So that's what I'm hoping for, is that we get a little more assistance here from the beings that brought humans here, good or bad or indifferent, you know, whatever they are. It's still, they're going to be losing their life form here because of what's happening to, you know, the human race. Say chemicals coming into us and different things like this here. Well, it doesn't take much of a brain at all to figure that out. Hopefully we'll still be here in 20 years, you know, if a such a time doesn't happen. Happened yesterday, but we're not, it didn't happen. So all I can say is do clearings to get yourself more peaceful. And at some point you'd be able to get more spirit energy. And I'm sort of, my wish, if I could say that, would be to have the Earth have all these holograms that we're seeing that's being perpetrated on us, get these holograms out of here and all the aliens, and maybe the Earth is going to be completely different. That's what I'm sort of sensing. And they just happen to put these holograms in to make this place look like we have hurricanes and tornadoes, which does happen on timelines and does happen on the movie sets that they're bringing to us. And you do feel that pain and the trauma, and there is death and, you know, financial loss, everything else on these timelines. But maybe they only exist at the timeline that they create. Maybe, you know, the original timeline here, source energy, none of this stuff is even here. Maybe it's just very, very peaceful scenery out there, you know, beautiful skies, and maybe you won't even get sunburned if you go out, you know, with the shirt off or something. So anyway, that's what I kind of perceive, that, you know, I'm waiting, hopefully, if we have to be here long enough, that we do see the Earth, very pristine, you know, manifestation. That's you, Ann.
Wow, Ron, that's so much terrific new information. I thought of a couple of questions. The first is, when you said at the beginning of your talking that the Chinese and Russian soldiers, you know, Russians were with you. Are you referring to the soldiers?
Yeah, it would be the time-traveling soldiers, yeah. In fact, if you guys want to feel the Russians, I'll bring them into your room here. This is your choice. You can always say no. Each one has a different energy, so this is their choice, too. It feels like maybe there'll be 10 people coming forward just to kind of show you their presence. You're not going to necessarily see them, although you could, but they're going to be an energetic life form that would come into your room, and it might feel a little different than what you're feeling right now. So here we go. Here comes the Russian soldiers, and they're just very nice. I did this at the expo after, I think, my Saturday workshop. We're out in the hallway with maybe a dozen people or so, and I brought in the different types, and each one felt different, each particular race of people, we'll call it. So here comes the Russians. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's the Russian soldier energies. Okay. And now we'll just ask them to leave, and I'll bring in the Chinese. And here we go, the Chinese soldiers. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's the Chinese. Okay. And I guess I'll do another one here. Some people, we have a lot of listeners, maybe from Canada, so I'll bring in the Canadian soldiers here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll bring in the U.S. soldiers here. So 1, 2, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. We have possibly Ed in Austria listening. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, so I guess I'll stop there if I could go on forever. I'll bring in the Africans. They're very nice, too. They're all nice, but here they come. One, two, the guys. Three, four, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, everybody, there we go. So, turn it back over to you, and we'll have soldiers leave now. So back to you, Ann.
Wow. Thank you, Ron. Someone on the fast chat is saying they feel very peaceful. I do as well. That's the first word, or I'm sorry, very safe. I felt very peaceful, almost like something actually just came over me, like right over my body, and I feel almost heavier, but in a positive way, and very safe and secure. And I'm sure that there are some people listening that can see the actual soldiers. You also did that on the Monday conference, Ron, the Monday Money Magnet. You brought in quite a few of the different energies, and it felt very powerful that day as well. And I think some of the people there could see the actual soldiers, so maybe some people at home are feeling it as well. Okay, so that was really interesting and a lovely experience, Ron. Thank you so much. Whew. Is there anything else you want to share? I know you did tell us on Monday that those of us who have enlisted in the Special Forces are not on duty right now.
Yes, that is
we're
correct,
kind of
yeah.
In a so, holding pattern. I don't know if there's anything else you feel you want to share about that while we're on the subject.
Yeah. Right now, everybody, people ask me about this here. There's only a few people that are actually active. They wanted to stay active, but and they pleaded with me not to be disconnected. So they're still on, but almost everybody that is listed, probably 99% of the people, I think I probably had 1,000 people enlist. Those people are not are no longer active. They're still connected, but they're inactive right now, so they're not going out to do any battles or anything. It's not really even needed. So many soldiers out there doing job now. So, anyway, that's where we are. Still doing battles daily, nightly. Hopefully it will be changing here at some point where what we get rid of underground will longer around that point.
Well, and maybe the word's going out now, Ron, and that's why you're sensing you're getting some help very recently.
Yeah. So I guess back to you, Ann. We can see if
okay.
We have any more concerns.
Well, I have another question. When you were talking before you brought the energies in, you mentioned holographic realities, and I want to remind everybody that you've given us a free clearing that's on the website on the upper left, so I encourage everyone to please do that. Alien-generated holographic reality disconnection. I've been running it all the time since you gave that to us, so anyone listening, if you haven't found that yet, please go to the drop-down box on the top left of Ron's site, creationlightship.com, and click on Free Sample Healings, and you'll see it down near the bottom of the list. And then someone on the fast chat said something like fake snow, and someone else said poison snow. And so I have a question, Ron. It looks like on this healing, you put your name in.
Yes.
So I do myself, I put my own name in. Is it ever beneficial to add things that you feel might be a holograph that are affecting you, or should you just sort of leave that to the light beings?
If you want to add something, you may be able to. You're trying to get rid of the holographic display that you're viewing on the holographic clearing. Is that what you're asking about?
Yes.
That clearing is sort of, all the clearings are kind of similar. So let's just say that all of a sudden you have this awful day and you go, man, what timeline am I on? Okay. And just realize that they have given you a holographic display of something that you may not wish to partake in. Do that clearing too for that. I also was doing it to get rid of the holograms that they're transmitting to us, which actually be part of your life. So you want to get rid of these energies that you're living daily, because they'll keep popping in new holograms for you, which then go to timeline. So if you get rid of the holographic display, that can also maybe invalidate some of the timelines. They all kind of go, dovetail, a lot of the clearings, but each one is designed for a different thing, but they could actually cross over into something else. But the holographic one is like you're looking, and maybe all of a sudden you see something in front of you change, or maybe the ground kind of shakes, or you see heat waves. Wow, what are they putting in here? Well, that's a holographic display that may not be in here properly. Some people have talked about looking up in the sky, maybe when it's at night or in the daytime, and all of a sudden they look and they see a hole, and the hole is full of darkness or full of light, and they go, wow, this is really weird. It's nighttime, we'll say. There's street lights around, but I look up in the skies, and all of a sudden I see a hole, like a donut hole, and there's light coming through it. Well, what does that mean? That means that they made a mistake. The holographic display image of what you're looking at was corrupted somehow. Maybe they got a programmer that didn't know what they're doing or couldn't use Photoshop right or something, and they didn't create the hologram right, and you happen to see the mistake. Naturally, when they know that you found it, they'll probably correct it. But to them, it's completed. So as you start realizing that these holograms and holographic displays are a part of your life, maybe you look out of your eyes. So you can do some changing of that to change maybe part of your reality. So it'd kind of be like waking up and look outside and maybe all the trees are brown. And you go, wow, why are they brown? They used to be green yesterday, green leaves. Now they're brown leaves. What's happening here? Well, they just made a mistake. Caught them at it. So you can start, getting rid of these holographic displays. And it may even work with the weather. Maybe they're running a bunch of holographic displays and give you poor weather patterns. So this is up to you guys to have fun at this year and just see how the changes take place. Bit of things. Timeline crashes, work with maybe millions of people where the holographic display is just for you what you're looking at, okay? So that's kind of the difference there. If you're saying, gee, should I do my holographic display more than timelines? The timelines are going to benefit, much, much more, activity out there. So the holographic display is strictly what you're looking at through your eyes, and you want to change that to make it more peaceful. Bit of what they're overlaying over the real truth. That's what we're talking about here. Back to you.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, thank you so much. Is it, I guess I was going to say, could we do a sample holographic clearing, but I guess that's not necessary because everyone can just put one on for themselves, right?
Yes,
And you want us to be doing that, right? Because that'll help everyone.
Yeah, it would be good for everybody to do that, yeah. That's for the, on the
okay.
website to get rid of some of the alien control over people.
Okay, wonderful. Now, speaking of, it's interesting, you also brought this up, and I have an email question about it. Dear Ron, I am curious about the nanobody clearing. Do I need that? Does everyone need that?
Well,
and you mentioned the nanotechnology.
Breathing air, you need that.
Okay.
In water, you need that. So, yeah, how often should you do it? Boy, I don't know, you know. I would say at least do it once a month, and maybe do it more often, you know, in the stuff out of you. Remember, this nanotechnology, you could have it all stored inside of you, not even knowing what's happening until they activate something, and all of a sudden your body starts responding to a negative situation, and you maybe get a lump on your skin or something, or a pimple. And you go, what the heck is this happening here? I don't know why I have this, or you get a rash. That's because you probably got activated through the nanotechnology that was put into you or your ancestors a long, long time ago, and they pushed the button out there, and all of a sudden, a little nano bites in you are now awakened, and you have a situation happening. Yeah, you want to get that stuff cleared out of you. You know, I won't go into chemtrails, but that this could probably help some of that, too, I would think, but I can't guarantee that. All I can see it is stuff in the past that was floating here that we, you know, now have stored inside of us. It's another way of controlling the humans. And, you know, eventually that nanotechnology could take over the human race at some point in time where you are now robotically controlled. You're already doing that with the cell phones, you know. Look at, you know, watch people start texting. How many of you out there text? Well, that's you're learning how to do a robotic program with that. Not becoming conscious of what's around you. You're just concentrating on texting somebody. So you have to kind of start connecting the dots of how they want you to live your life and how they want to control you. So, you know, as you're not conscious of what's around you and you're looking at your phone, that's not a good sign. You're preoccupied. Oh, by that, by the phone, and what's the phone doing to you? And you're looking at it. What kind of energy is coming from the phone into you as you're texting? So you're kind of putting yourself into an artificial intelligent program, connecting to somebody else on your phone. So what's that going to look like in 10 years? You just want to have a phone in front of your face and not really seeing what you're doing here. Oh, anyway, you guys can draw your own conclusion on that. The lack of awareness of what's around you.
Is it possible to do a sample run of the nano clearing on the radio show, or is that too broad?
Yeah, what I'll do is take away the nano stuff that came across your phone if you do texting, or if you look at your phone for some reason, okay? Just to remember, your phone rings and you got to push some, you know, push your finger on the screen normally, or with the newer phones anyway. And what's that doing to you each time you activate your phone to turn it on? So we're going to take away, you know, what you were given from the phone in the last week, and we'll just call that nanotechnology is coming into your body. So here we go. So we'll go back 7 days ago. So cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 day cleared, 4 cleared. 3 cleared, 2 cleared, 1 cleared, and today cleared. There. Body has, you know, did a little shift or change in consciousness. That's you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. I'm just curious because, you know, most of us have phones. Does the fact that we, you know, for the new phones that go online and we're doing healings on them, so we're connecting to a light ship being on our phone, is that protecting us or helping us a little bit with our phones to not be so...
Yeah, the darkness has no way to go into the light being to corrupt it.
So right.
That would be, there would probably be, you know, completely zapped and taken away. So.
Right. So if you're doing healing through your phone and, you know, somebody calls you or something, will you be a little bit more protected?
Possibly.
Okay.
I also mentioned, you know, with regular landline phones is to, you know, get like a damp cloth and put it over your phone if you have a speaker phone so that the water itself will absorb the negativity from the person. Try tomorrow, everybody, or tonight, you know, just get like a washcloth or something that you have that you can just have a little damp and put it over your phone and just see how the energy is changing when somebody calls you. Still going to hear them, but that water will absorb it. You don't want to really pick the cloth up with water with your hand, because that could all go into you. It's already contaminated. So if you get something, you know, a fork, a pair of pliers or something, or what you may have there, you know, that you can grab onto it, maybe a piece of metal that you can, you know, something with, because the energy will not be transferred into metal or plastic, but your physical body, it will. So just kind of pick it up and put it underneath your faucet and rinse it off, and then, you know, 15 seconds, half a minute, and at that point, everything's gone, it's down the drain, it's no longer what it was, and you can dry it out with your hand, you know, wring it out, and put it back over your phone again.
And you've also mentioned, Ron, if possible, it's a little bit better to be on speaker, right? So you're not putting the phone
I would
up
not
your ear.
Next to your ear, no.
Right.
I would not do that, because the energy can come right into you much quicker and faster, or connect to you more, because it's right next to your body. My speakerphone is so good, it takes a while to get to you, because you're not getting the full impact, you know, of what's happening. Now, that little speaker, you know, inside that phone receiver, and you put it up to your ear, you're getting drilled really quick with whoever's on there, you say. Oh, and you have no protection from the phone to you, whereas a speakerphone, you know, you're away from it, you know, a ways, able to, you know, have less energy coming to you.
Could we clear one negative person or a negative phone situation that we might have had, Ron?
Yeah, I guess if you have had something, normally, that could also go hand in hand with having to do an emotional clearing. Hopefully you have the unlimited and you can do that, because that would help to clear that out also. So I'll just work with the body, your physical body, not the emotional body. I'll work with the physical body of what you've taken on by having maybe a couple of negative phone calls. Let me rephrase that. You see, normally when you think of a negative phone call, you're thinking of a situation that somebody has that makes you upset. Okay? So I'm not talking about that type of phone call. I'm talking about somebody who is projecting thoughts to you as they're talking, okay, as they're attacking your body. This would be a psychic attack over the telephone. Completely different situation. And the emotional body may not be attacked with a psychic attack, okay? And somebody could be talking nice to you, even doing an attack on you, okay? So here we go. So we'll work with the last week here, releasing the energies from phone conversations that may have attacked your body through a psychic attack. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 there. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Okay, we have people are commenting a lot about the cell phones, and someone said, sad to see young people lose their spark. I think that the phones and everything electronic is probably adding to that. Someone's asking, would you do the same clearing with a regular landline phone? I guess so, Ron, but doing the washcloth thing.
Yeah, the washcloth would probably only work with your landline phone.
It might not
cell
work
phone
on
too, but it might be more awkward for you, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to want to pull something out of your back pocket or your purse or, you know, a bag or something that you have, you know, a little Ziploc bag, and put it over your phone. Somebody talks. But, you know, it would change the energy.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, someone's saying, and this is, I know this too, I call my phone a landline that I'm talking on now, but it really isn't. It's through the cable company. And so one listener is saying there's no such thing as a real landline anymore. They're all digitized in central operations. So we're all getting, you know, I guess that makes it more electronic as opposed to just electric like they were in the old days.
And then you go back further, you have a tin can with a string, you know?
Oh, yeah, I remember, Ron.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the phone, you know?
Okay. Okay, people appreciated that. Someone said my dad used to call me names over the phone when I was a young adult. Someone else said I've seen people turn into robots when they're on their phones. So that's helpful, Ron, and at least we have some protection. We can, you know, do our clearings and do the washcloth protection, and because most of us have gone right along with the technology, and it's almost become a necessity for most people. You need it for your job or whatever, and it's interesting, and it really has taken over. Okay, we have another email. I think, yeah, we have time to get into a kind of different subject. I was listening to, this came in from a listener, I was listening to an archive that's a couple of years old, and you mentioned something called a shadow body. Can you talk about that a little more, explain what that is and how to get rid of it?
Okay, so you probably have heard of shapeshifters in people. Go on to YouTube and probably type that in and watch people physically change, you know, forms a little bit. So a shadow body is similar, but a shadow body is what would look like you physically, but something else would be controlling the body from the inside. So let's just say that this alien being wanted to take over your body and to be here and to do what it wanted to do. So it would come to you and let's just say take your skin off of you, just to make it more vivid, and wrap your skin, people look at, around it, and now all of a sudden cloaked in your skin. So that's kind of the way it works. They come inside of you and look out of your eyes, and they actually take over the body completely. Now, this is completely different than an entity. Entity can only look out of your eyes and work with your consciousness. Normally, entities come in and they tell you what to do, what not to do, or what they want to do. Or this other being, the shadow body, actually is a true possession of you, where you go to, I don't know, maybe you're still there in the back of the bus, and it now is completely forward, taking over your whole body. And the body looks like you, and your body energy would completely change. So that's what a shadow body is. I don't know how long those beings stay here. A shapeshifter may only come forward for maybe a few seconds off and on. Everybody's seen shapeshifters, I'm sure. You go anywhere and look at people, and sometimes you may even see one eye looking one way and one looking another, you know, like a reptilian type of eye. You go, wow, and then they change over. So you actually see them shift. And normally the shapeshifter will only come forward, you know, maybe for a second or so. On YouTube, there are, you know, videos of people changing, I think maybe up to 10 minutes as they're morphing into their true self, because they actually have control of that skin too, we'll say, but they start forming back into the original life form, where shadow body will actually just take over the body here for a while, possibly, and then leave it alone, and then you're back with the body. And there's no real physical alterations with the body itself. It looks the same. That's kind of the difference. Hey, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Would it be possible, would you say that a lot of us listening actually have these shadow bodies attached to us?
They could be attached but not active. Maybe everybody has them, but they only come forward once in a blue moon, you know? So I really haven't looked that closely into how the body comes in or anything else, just that I know that it's there. I'll do a clearing if you have one of these in you that's maybe sleeping and only comes out once a year, you know. We'll get it out of you right now. So here we go. So I do have the clearing on the website. I don't know if it's easy to find or not. So I'd have to see. It might have even been put up. as far as a clearing. But I do have it, my notes here. I do have a clearing in front of me. But we'll just see what happens here. So here we go. See if you have one of these lurking. So one, releasing it. Two, three, I hear some growling. Four, five, if you have a dog or cat in the room, maybe they're leaving. Six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There. So what you had, I think, is pretty much released. If people can feel the difference on that. Maybe you can look for comments on the fast chat in a minute here, Ann, and see what if people have felt anything.
Well, I kind of felt something there, Ron, so that was very interesting. It'd be interesting to hear what people felt and how people feel about that, and then maybe we can get Ron to get that healing on the website, since it sounds like it's something we might need. And it also sounds like something that we might notice other people in our lives acting differently or that don't seem to be themselves, and we could put this on for other people. Okay, well, that's very interesting. I mean, it's only interesting because you can tell us about it and then immediately help us with it, Ron. Otherwise, it's kind of horrible.
Yeah, I guess it could be, yeah.
Okay, someone has a really good question. I like to just remind everybody of a couple of things. First of all, Ron's website is creationlightship.com. If you have something you would like discussed on the air, any questions or comments or testimonials when we do the radio shows, please send those to clsquestions@yahoo.com. If you have an email that you want Ron to get, it's creationlightship, right, Ron? creationlightship@yahoo.com.
That's correct. That'll work,
Okay. And that is what someone's asking. If they have a question for Ron or about a healing or something that's personal, that's where you send those. The other one, the clsquestions@yahoo.com, is only open by the radio show co-hosts. Just so everyone's clear on that one. Okay, so we don't have any comments on that yet. So maybe we can put that on hold a bit, and let me just see if there is. There are several emails I didn't get to, but I'll be on again on Friday, on Friday's show, which is at the same time. I'll do this early. My computer's opening this up slowly. So we have another radio show at 7 p.m. on BBS. 7 to 8 p.m. Here we go. Yeah. Oh, it's a nice, it's actually a testimonial, so this would be interesting to read, Ron. Early this morning, I listened to an archive regarding the twin flame reunion. As a healing exercise, bringing my twin flame to me started, I felt a pronounced warmth sensation over my face and upper chest and heart center. Within a minute or so, I realized I was so happy, safe, and secure to be united with my twin flame, and that my twin flame was safe as well. As the show began to come to a close, it dawned on me how totally oblivious I was to my underlying, suppressed, and repressed fear of not being totally safe, and how this subtlety was indeed feeding the aliens. The sublevel of subtlety was an awakening of just how deep and thorough Ron's healings truly are. I am grateful. Thank you and the team that makes all this possible to the world. Thank you so much, listener. That is so helpful. And the shows that... no, that's not it. I wonder if... this listener could send in the date of that show that she listened to where the twin flame clearing was done on the radio show. That would be really helpful to other listeners. So thank you for that. And I, let me just see something here. Okay. It looks like you're you're listening, so that's good, and thank you for that testimonial. But it would be wonderful if you could let us know exactly, because all of the archives aren't noted. I don't think most of them are, you know, with what the subject matter is. So if you remember or if you made note somewhere of what that date is, maybe other listeners would like to go back and experience that archive too. Okay, we're getting close to the end here, and I want to... Okay, someone, a listener in regard, will go back a step now to the shadow body removing. I felt clearing from them and a shapeshifter on the courting call last night. So that's great. Sounds like this listener's had a lot of releases, so that's good. Someone else said they were yawning. Ron, clearing shadow energy. Someone else is yawning. Oh, saw a shadow leaving. Saw like a shadow going, could not make out shape. Someone else said, wow, something dark leaving me. And let me just see. I hope I didn't miss any comments there. Okay, I think that's it on. So people did feel that shadow body run.
That's good, yeah.
Leaving, so, yeah. That's very good. And will that work? That'll work for people if they're listening to this show as an archive, right?
Yeah, it'll work five times. On the twin flame one, I had to do some special energy work prior to bringing in your twin flame, because your twin flame will not come here. That's because if it came here, it could get stuck. I had to do some special clearing in order to do that. So if the people listening are assuming they can go to that archive and hear that and have their twin flame with them forever, no, that's not the case.
Right.
So I needed to mention that. You don't want to bring in a dark side twin flame energy to you that you may think is from the light, as you can somehow think you can conjure it up whenever you choose to. So only work like five times, like I said, on the archives.
Right, but you are safe listening to the show that this listener listened to.
Yes.
Because you're doing it, right.
But after five times, it will not work. And if you go on six times and you think that it's working, be the darkness twin flame energy coming into you.
Right, right. Just like, just to remind everyone, Ron has said not to ever try to call on Creation Lightship or go to Creation Lightship or, you know, command the presence of a light being other than through the healings on the website, because you could bring in something that's, you know, from the darkness. Okay, someone's asking, what show was the Twin Flame, what network, and I'm not sure.
And anything, darkness works in holographic displays, which we all know, and also timelines. They could bring in something that would look like what you're looking at now, and it would not be light. So you have to be very careful. That's why we say we always do clearings for you, clear away stuff and not bring anything to you. Well, if you just go in doing something with the light ship, then that's your mind doing that. You may be bringing stuff to you that you really don't even want to have connected to you, but you may think that it is of the light. That's why you need to go to the website to do the clearings and not just on your own without having a clearing. That's why the website up, so it works that way, so you're protected.
Okay, now, so someone's asking about that show, and hopefully this listener or will get back to us and let us know where she heard that, so that if other people want to do that twin flame healing, they can. And someone has a question, and this is a really good question, Ron. Where are the clone clearings on the website? And I believe the clone to light and alien to light clearing are links that we have to send to people. Am I correct there? It's not on your website.
That is correct, yes.
And you did say on the weekend that people could request them from you. Can we have people that are listening tonight request those healings as well?
Yes.
Okay, so send me an email. Anyone who's interested in having the link to the clone to light clearing or the alien to light clearing. Now, if we already have them, Ron, from in the past when you've given them away, it's the same link, correct?
Yes, it would be.
Okay, so we can just go in there and use those.
But I would like to know who is connecting with those energies, so I need to know that. So.
Oh, okay, so even if you already have it, you should send it the email.
Because the energies now are getting, darkness is coming in a little stronger than normal. I want to make sure that I'm connected to the person as they start to do that, so I know what's going on. So I do need to know from those people or recently here what's happening.
Okay, so if you send your request to clsquestions@yahoo.com, we'll send them out.
The request, and I can send that over to you.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, Ron. Do you want the people to send it to CLS Questions, or do you want it to come to you?
Yes, send it to me directly.
Oh, I'm sorry. So not to CLS Questions. Send it to creationlightship@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay, terrific. And I think we're pretty much done, Ron. Is there anything else you want to add before we finish?
I guess that's about it, and also put down the show that you heard this on. So.
Okay.
Okay, Ann, so it was a great show, and hope everybody enjoyed it, and we'll see you later, everybody. And
we'll be back on Friday evening for another show, and Sunday again is the 8-hour call.
Tomorrow is your decloning call, so if you want to go to the replicas that are with you, we can help do that, when you may have better health afterwards, feel better. Later, Ann.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Ron.
Hey, bless
you. Bye, all.